News Talk 94.9 WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time is 6 o'clock, snow and 31. News Talk 94.9 WSJM News now begins with your forecast. Some lake effect snow showers throughout the day today, a high 32. That continues tonight down to 22, and more lake effect snow showers tomorrow with a high 32. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by the all-new Town Crier Wire. Download the free local news app today. Here's your top story at 6.
Michigan needs infrastructure work. That's the conclusion of the American Society of Civil Engineers, which this week issued a report card for the state in 2018, giving it a grade of D+.
The Michigan section of the society tells us the 2018 report card finds much of the state's infrastructure is reaching the end of its useful life and continues to threaten the state's lakes, rivers, drinking water, and public health and safety. A big problem is roads, with 39% of the 120,000 miles of paved roads in Michigan rated in poor condition, 43% rated in fair condition, and just 18% rated in good condition. Also in the report, the civil engineers say Michigan has more than 1,200 structurally deficient bridges and a drinking water system that gets a D. Among the recommendations for the state included in the report are more funding for roads, drinking water systems, storm sewers, and the promotion of public health through infrastructure. Jacob Holmes reporting.
Democratic candidate for governor Abdul El-Saib has had a chance to speak to voters in southwest Michigan. He led a town hall in Benton Harbor yesterday afternoon, laying out a progressive agenda that includes single-payer health care, a $15 an hour minimum wage, protecting the LGBTQ community, and shutting down Line 5. He told WSJM News, it's time for the power of the people to guide state government.
The fact that we've allowed corporations to take any power, right, and that Democrats are playing into that ballgame, that to me is ridiculous. It's a corruption of our values, and we can't stand for it.
He led the Detroit Health Department from 2015 until 2017, and as a doctor with experience leading a government agency, he said he knows how to turn a bureaucracy around. Earlier in the day, he turned in more than 24,000 signatures to the Michigan Secretary of State to qualify for the Democratic primary election ballot.
Congressman Fred Upton's expecting the first federal legislation inspired by last month's school massacre in Parkland, Florida, to get a vote in the U.S. House next week. He tells WSJM News he's been a co-chair of the working group on the response to the Parkland shooting, which is part of the bipartisan group calling itself the Problem Solvers. He says next week's bill is directly in response to Parkland.
Talk about a number of different ideas that we think we can pursue on a bipartisan basis after listening to law enforcement, school officials, students, pastors, parents, etc. It's an issue that certainly is not going to go away.
Upton tells us this bill will almost certainly not include gun control because it will require a two-thirds vote to pass. Instead, they're looking at bulletproof glass for schools, resources for law enforcement, and possible money for school security personnel.
Well, there'll be a special chance for you to salute veterans at this year's Senior PGA Championship at Harbor Shores.
Lest we forget, and the Exchange Club of Southwest Michigan are teaming up to have American flags placed outside of the MTech building near Hole 1. The Exchange Club's Jim Ashbrook tells us there will be about 230 of them that individuals can sponsor for $50 each. There will also be another location with flags.
That is 30 flags where the spectators' entrance is to the event. 30 flags, the same area we had 2 years ago. But these are a little special. I want to dedicate these flags to all veterans by organizations, businesses, or churches.
The money raised goes to Lest We Forget. To find out more, follow a link we have at WSJM.com. Andrew Green reporting.
Andrews University has broken ground on a new health and wellness center. Andrews Associate Vice President of Development Audrey Castelbono tells us they're now working full speed ahead on the $17.5 million, 76,000 square foot facility to be located on campus.
We plan to have a fitness center. There will also be a multi-purpose gymnasium recreation area for volleyball, basketball. There will be an aquatic center, a small academic wing.
Castle Boulder tells us the old Johnson Gym used by Andrews just wasn't adequate, and the new place will benefit more than just the student body.
It's first and foremost for the student body, faculty and staff, and we are reaching out to the community as well, and there will be memberships that will be available for our community.
And she tells us it took about 5 years to raise the funds for the new Andrews University Health and Wellness Center. They plan to be finished and using the place by the fall of 2019.
A veteran-led nonprofit has stepped up to help Berrien County residents affected by flooding. Team Rubicon has launched Operation Barren Heart to support residents by conducting damage assessments, mock-out operations, and debris removal for free where needed. Team Rubicon was founded by Marine Corps veterans Jake Wood and William McNulty in 2010 following the earthquake in Haiti. Anyone who wants to support Team Rubicon can go to their website, teamrubiconusa.org. To find out about getting to the group's assistance, you can call 211. Additionally, the Berrien County Sheriff's Department is reminding all of the flood-affected people to turn in their damage assessment forms. We have a link to all of that information on how at WSJM.com. WSJM News Time, 6:05. It's 31. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was up 9. The NASDAQ gained 41. The S&P 500 up 7. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, the president sued by a porn star.
Hi, I'm Holly Robinson Peete. The emergency room can be a scary place to be with your baby. I know because rotavirus put my son here when he was just 2 years old. Rotavirus is a leading cause of severe diarrhea among infants and young children under 5 in the U.S. Like many parents, I had never heard of rotavirus until it happened to my child. Fact is, nearly all children in the U.S. will get rotavirus by age 5. Rotavirus causes approximately 250,000 ER visits and up to 70,000 hospitalizations each year. And it's hard to tell what kind of experience your child will have. I saw it happen to my child. It can happen to yours. But there's something you can do about it. Talk to your child's doctor about rotavirus. For more information about rotavirus, visit nfid.org. That's nfid.org. A public service of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases with support from Merck.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, 33 degrees. A porn star is suing our president.
Stephanie Clifford, the adult film actress known as Stormy Daniels, who claims to have once had an affair with Donald Trump, filed a lawsuit against him on Tuesday, alleging the non-disclosure agreement she signed before the 2016 election to silence the story is not valid because Trump himself never signed it. The hush agreement was signed by Daniels and Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, 11 days before the election. Catherine Falders, ABC News. Washington.
The new mayor of Nashville has been sworn in. The city's old mayor, Megan Berry, resigned Tuesday after admitting to having an affair with her bodyguard. ABC's Steve Ozensambi says she pleaded guilty to a felony theft charge.
What is your conditional plea to the charge of theft of property, guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
In court, 54-year-old Megan Berry agreed to resign from office and pay back the city $11,000 in travel and overtime expenses that came from her affair with the head of her security detail.
My unwavering love for this wonderful city and its great people will never come to an end.
The former bodyguard also has to pay up the $45,000 in salary he received while he and the mayor were cozy.
From one storm to another, some folks in Dingman Township, Pennsylvania, on the New Jersey border, are bracing for another winter hit, not long after many of them wound up at a shelter after last week's storm. Susan McKillick is with the Dingman Township Volunteer Fire Department.
We did need to go and rescue a lot of people. We mostly have senior citizens right now that are displaced.
The Red Cross, fire crews, and other volunteers now helping dozens of people who have been in the shelter. Some of them were rescued from their freezing homes.
President Trump's son-in-law is heading to Mexico City today.
White House Senior Advisor Jared Kushner meeting with Mexican President Peña Nieto as well as his foreign secretary. The Mexican Foreign Ministry says Kushner will be accompanied by U.S. National Security Council and State Department officials. The meeting comes after President Peña Nieto postponed a visit to the White House following a tense call with President Trump, who was insisting that Mexico pay for his proposed border wall. President Trump has also called for a renegotiation of the NAFTA trade agreement between the countries. The Mexicans say the agenda will cover the diverse topics of the bilateral agreement. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Black Panther is showing no signs of slowing down at the box office as it rolls into the all-time top 10.
Just try.
Okay, calm down.
Black Panther just took down Beauty and the Beast, the Marvel movie, moving into the ninth slot on the all-time list in North America. It stands at $506 million, bumping Beauty down to 10th. It'll scoot up to 7th place by this weekend, passing Rogue One and The Dark Knight. It'll have to beat $623 million to pass The Avengers as the top-earning Marvel film of all time. That's possible, but not a given. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. Men's college basketball, the Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament. Notre Dame beat Pittsburgh 67-64. On the ice last night, the Bruins beat the Red Wings 6-5 in overtime, and the Blackhawks beat the Avalanche 2-1 in overtime.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.